This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1399. Moving out? De-stress your move with these native English vocabulary terms. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA.
Today, we get a listener question from Keisuke, who is moving out of his apartment in Connecticut, USA. In this super practical episode, get all of the vocabulary you need to survive this stressful time in life.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle, it's going pretty great. How are you? What's going on?
I am good. Yeah, not too much over here. Just can't believe it's already going to be the middle of the summer. But yeah, everything's good. So when did you move to Denver? When is the last time you moved?
Yeah, the last time I moved out of an apartment was about a year ago, early July of last year. And Wow. Yeah, just that is such an intense process, isn't it, Michelle?
Yeah, to move out of somewhere, oh my gosh, it's so stressful. I last moved about 3 years ago from one apartment to another. And yeah, I feel like moving out is just, everybody dreads it. That's why people like generally tend to not do it too frequently after a certain point in life.
Yeah, true. I mean, I try to move as little as I possibly can.
Yeah.
Especially in the same city. Unless I just have to get out of my apartment, I will stay in the same apartment for years just because it's so expensive and annoying. But the good thing about it is that you do end up throwing away a lot of things and kind of cleaning up, organizing, which I think is good. That's good.
Yeah, that definitely does. Today we actually have a listener question. And you know this listener, Lindsay, from our website, Wizard Club.
Yeah, this question is from Keisuke, who's based in Connecticut. He may be back in Japan by now, but he is a part of the website Wizard Club. And I've met with him a few times this spring to help us redesign the website. So shout out to everyone who is in that club, who has met with me. Thank you, guys. Your insight has been so valuable. And the website should be finished soon. We'll let you know when it's all done. Yeah.
Fantastic. So thank you for that question. Before we get into it, guys, we want to remind you, definitely make sure if you are not following us on Instagram, you are totally missing out. I can't even tell you how much I love the Instagram channel.
It's just
so unique. And it's just all of us on there just having a fun time, showing our lives, teaching stuff, also announcing important things. So if you're not over there, it's this really great community where everybody is chatting back and forth, and it's just so much fun. So guys, make sure you go to Instagram and follow All Ears English. Look for the yellow, and that's where we are.
Absolutely. We'll see you guys over there. Looking forward to that. Awesome. So let's get into Keisuke's question here.
Yes.
Okay. So should I read it or?
Let's do it. Yeah, sure.
Okay, here we go. So he says, hi, Lindsay, Michelle, and Jessica. I'm Keisuke in Connecticut, USA. Thank you for sharing my question about how to read English books. I followed your suggestion and finished the book in a fun way. I enjoyed it. I bought a new book and now I'm enjoying the new one. Today, I have another question for you. I've been living in the U.S. for almost 2 years, but I will have to go back to Japan next April. So he may already be back in Japan.
Yeah. Perhaps.
Since I needed to notify my realtor of my leave, last I opened the app that I used to pay for my rent and to contact them last week. I was looking for the function that I can give them notification, and then found that a button saying request notice to vacate. Mm. I did not understand the meaning of the word vacate at first, but I looked it up and then realized it means to leave. As I had trouble, tons of trouble when I moved in, I'm expecting that I will be in trouble a lot this time too. Can you share some words that are often used when you move out? I would be happy if you share some cultural stuff related to moving in and out too. Thank you very much, Keisuke.
Yeah. Okay. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, this is great because Keisuke is, you know, immersed in American culture, living there in Connecticut. So this is real life English right here.
Fantastic. Yeah, this is a great question. And, you know, yeah, Keisuke, you're right. The notice to vacate is when you will be out of the apartment. So yeah, vacate is leave. It's a fancy way to say leave. And it's used a lot in, you know, moving, like with space. So today we are going to focus more on moving out and some general ideas about moving. I mean, really, we could do a whole series about moving in the US and, you know, moving in, moving out, how to contact different people. Cause it's definitely a little bit stressful, but guys, we're going to start talking about it today. We're going to give you some key words and, you know, it's going to be good. So let's get into it, Lindsay.
All right. Yeah. So what is the first thing we want to get across to our listeners here and anyone else who's going through this situation? Yeah.
Right. So, well, guys, again, moving can be stressful. There's no way around it. But with moving out, what you want to do is you want to do everything you possibly can to get your security deposit back.
Lindsay,
what is a security deposit?
Yeah, that's a good question. So this is something that you pay. It's usually 1 month's rent that you would pay when you first move in that your landlord holds in case there's any damage to the apartment. Okay. Yeah. So you want to make sure that you clean things up, cover any holes. We'll talk about that in a bit. If you've made any damage, you want to fix that problem. Otherwise, you'll lose your security deposit.
Right. Exactly. So I remember moving out of an apartment, not my last one, but the one before. And it was so stressful. Like, oh, you want to get the whole thing back. But sometimes you feel like you're getting scammed or that they're going to find things that, you know, just aren't really an issue.
There's not much authenticity or transparency in that whole process. They just decide how much they're going to give you back. It's kind of sketchy, actually.
It is. So, I mean, one thing you can do is you can talk to your landlord and review your lease, right? Lease is the agreement. And try to find out more information as to what may be expected. So maybe beforehand you can contact them and say, like, you know, what can I do to try and make ensure that I get my full security deposit back? Maybe there's something on the lease. So I think that could be a good idea if you want to get a heads up on what to do.
Because this can be a lot of money. A 1 month's rent could be what you need to put towards your next security deposit somewhere else. So you do want to be smart about that. I like that suggestion. Reach out to the landlord, have a chat about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
So what else, Lindsay? What do you want to do when you're moving?
So it's a good idea to do a deep clean, whether you do it yourself or you hire a cleaning service. I love that idea, especially just the ick factor, right? I mean, someone new coming into your... When we moved into this apartment here in Denver, I could tell it had not been deep cleaned. And I got annoyed and mad at the landlord. Yeah. I didn't say anything to him, but I should have because it could have been... It should have been deep cleaned. It wasn't. Like, there was dirt in the cracks of the shower, things like that. Ugh. Yeah. I did not like that.
And you're talking about deep clean here. So deep clean is kind of... I mean, you could also just say clean, but deep clean gives the sense of, like... You are getting
in
all that dirt, that gross stuff. That's that deep clean, guys. So that's a new term.
Yeah, that's a good term. And that's different from kind of a weekly clean, right? Just a maintenance clean. This is like you said, Michelle, I like that. You're scrubbing. You're getting down on your hands and knees into the cracks and crevices. Okay?
Right.
Good one.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And what else? You also might need to spackle holes that are in the walls. Lindsay, did you do any spackling? And what in the world is spackling?
Yeah, I've done some spackling in my life over the years. in my different apartment. So the idea here, guys, is if you put holes in the walls, you need to fill that in with something. So there's a special product. I think it is called spackle, or maybe that's just the verb to spackle. Maybe the product is called something else. I'm actually not sure. But it would fill the hole so that if they were to repaint, they wouldn't see that there had been holes in the wall. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the spackle, guys. Yeah. And, you know, normal wear and tear is generally, I feel, understandable. But again, that's something that should be checked before moving in, right? Like, even when you move in, you should be taking pictures of things. Mm-hmm. But in my experience, like, they generally understand if there's some normal wear and tear, but you never know. So, like I said, you definitely want to check with your landlord. But, yeah. Guys, normal wear and tear.
That's good. What is that? Good phrase. That's a great phrase too. And you see this when you sell a house or you sell a car, I think, sales of certain things. It's just the normal kind of beating that an object would take. Just, I mean, I think normal wear and tear is that spackling being done or just holes in the wall. Most landlords are okay. I had a landlord in Boston that didn't want us to put holes in the wall at all. But that's kind of rare. It's sort of normal. That's normal wear and tear. Having a huge hole in the wall, right, would not be normal wear and tear.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that's a good example. So, but that's a really good phrase. Normal wear and tear. And then, you know, you want to leave the space. I think that you always have to think of it like this. You want to leave the space in the same way that it was when you moved in, right? As close as possible without, aside from maybe some normal wear and tear. So, you know, like, I mean, Lindsay, as you're just talking about, would you want to move into this apartment? Sounds like you had a bad experience with that.
Kind of. It just could have been done better. I was annoyed. Yeah. And honestly, I feel like landlords should pay to have a deep clean done professionally. Yeah. Even if it's good for the individual tenants to do it too. But after that, they should have it deep cleaned. I think, especially if it's been more than a year that the person live there. Yeah.
I think so too. You know, there's generally some sort of final walkthrough before you leave. So that's where kind of the landlord might come in. And that's go time. I mean,
it's go time.
That's where, you know, they come in and they're like kind of evaluating. They go through all the rooms with you. And, you know, you might at that point hear a little bit about, you know, their the security deposit situation. I don't know if they would tell you then or if they would fill something out or but yeah, that final walkthrough is a little bit intimidating.
It can be. Yeah, because you just never know what they're gonna find.
Yeah. And then of course you want to find out if there are specific moving days or times, because sometimes that can be different depending on the building, if there's an elevator, right? That can sometimes be very frustrating.
Oh, and if you live in a crowded East Coast city like New York or Boston, I know in Cambridge we had to arrange to reserve a parking spot for our moving van to come in because we had hired movers. And then you have to get a permit for that with your city. So check with it, right? With these bigger, more dense cities. I know we have listeners living in places like Cambridge, Massachusetts, Boston. Yeah. You actually have to apply with the city to block off a space so that the moving van has a place to park.
Right. Definitely. And then the last thing is, guys, when you move, I would consider getting mail redirection. That's when you tell, you know, you fill something out saying that you moved and, you know, the post office knows where to find you.
Yeah. That's a good idea too, for sure. Moving, it kind of makes me nostalgic a little bit, but it also makes me cringe, to be honest.
That moment when you're about to leave a place that you've lived in for several years, and you do get this moment where you just look around the room, you look around the apartment, and you walk through it, and you're like, oh my god, all these memories that you've made.
Yeah, I know, Michelle, you're kind of a nostalgic person, right?
I'm the nostalgic person in the world.
Yeah, I am too a little. I think you're probably more than I am, but I definitely have had multiple experiences where, the last time you're closing that door and you feel like you're closing a chapter of your life. It's very symbolic in a sense. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, I'm the worst, guys. You have no idea. So excellent. So we want to, before we go, give a couple of little phrases that you could use when speaking to really your landlord, I suppose it would be. So one thing you could say is, when will I find out if I will receive my security deposit, or just, when will I receive my security deposit?
Yeah. I like that. That's direct. That's good. And then another question you could ask is, normal wear and tear okay? And I think ideally we would ask this at the very beginning before we even move in, right? But we can't always do everything perfectly. So
And then you could say, when is the final walkthrough? You know, kind of scheduling that. So those are some things that you could ask.
Yeah, I like that. All right. So what were the key terms that we want to review today for our listeners that Keisuke is going to take home here? Yeah.
Okay. Well, vacate was the one that he brought to us. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. We also had security deposit and lease. Yep. What else, Lindsay?
Deep clean. So that's as opposed to like a weekly maintenance clean, a deep clean, really good phrase, guys. Spackle. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's been anywhere in your textbooks and your classes in English.
No, I don't think so.
Really good one to know. Very useful English. Normal wear and tear, super common phrase. Final walkthrough and mail redirection. Redirect your mail with the post office. Great.
Awesome.
Very practical episode, Michelle, today. What's the takeaway?
Well, guys, you know, moving can be very stressful, and we can do follow-ups and vocab for moving materials, moving in. There's just so many things that we can do with
there's
this,
so
actually.
Much we can do. Yeah.
But we've covered some of the bases today for moving out. And let us know, what is it like in your country? Is it kind of a similar process? Is moving also just as stressful as it is here? Mm-hmm. But, you know, try and stay calm when moving, and be sure to also stand up for yourself if you feel that something isn't right.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Good one, Michelle. And don't forget, guys, go over to Instagram, follow our channel, join our community over there. Follow us, comment, watch our videos. They're very natural. So you're going to learn real natural English in our everyday lives over there.
Definitely.
Okay, cool.
Okay, well, this has been fun. Thanks for that question. And yeah, I don't think either of us are moving anytime soon. So that's cool.
Exactly. No, I'm not planning on it. So
I'm happy. Stay put.
Right. Okay. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Bye. You too. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.